In Isaiah 34, verse 1, he says here, "Come hear and listen, O nations of the earth. Let the world and everything in it hear my words. For the Lord is enraged against the nations." How would you like for God to be enraged against you? No, I don't want him to be mad at me. I've come to realize when he gets ticked off, if there's anybody you don't want mad at you, it's God. But here he says he's very angry with these nations. So let's see what he's going to do. His fury is against all their armies. He will completely destroy them, bringing about their slaughter. Wow. Does it sound like it's going to be an awesome war over there sometime? Wow. All these armies, he's against all of them, and he's going to bring about a complete slaughter. And then let's see what verse 3 and 4 says. "Their dead will be left unburied, and the stench of rotting bodies will fill the land. The mountains will flow with their blood. The heavens above will melt away and disappear like a rolled up scroll. The stars will fall from the sky, just as withered leaves and fruit fall from a tree." Verse 5 and 6. "And when my sword has finished its work in the heavens, then watch, it will fall upon Edom." Now, Edom is Iran. "The nation I have completely destroyed. The sword of the Lord is drenched with blood. It is covered with fat as though it had been used for killing lambs and goats and rams for a sacrifice. Yes, the Lord will offer a great sacrifice in the rich city of Borah. He will make a mighty slaughter in Edom." I am so glad I'm not a lost Iranian Muslim. You know, in fact, I'm glad I'm not a lost anybody. You can be living right here in the United States of America and be lost, and when you die, you're going to go to the same place these guys are going to go to. So it really don't make a whole lot of difference who you are. If you don't know Jesus, the consequences are going to be the same. The lake of fire. And nobody wants to go to that place. I'll tell you, I'm not going to go to that place. I made my decision a long time ago. I'm going to walk with Jesus Christ. And then he says in the verse 7 and 8, "The strongest will die, the veterans and the young men too. The land will be soaked with blood and the soil enriched with fat. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year when Edom will be paid back for all it did to Israel." Now, what has these foreign nations over there done to Israel in the last 20 or 30 years? Have they given Israel a hard time? They're constantly bombarding them, killing their children, they're bombing their schools. I mean, I don't understand how Israel has been so tolerant. You talk about love. They got to be a loving group of people. You know, I just don't understand how they can do this. But they have done it. I mean, they have sat there and listened to us say, "Don't attack, don't attack, don't attack." And they have not. And then we've sat there and let these people bomb them and kill their babies and their children and their schools and their hospitals and everything else. But it says, "For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, when the year when Edom will be paid back for all it's done to Israel." Verse 9 and 10. "The streams of Edom will be filled with burning pitch, and the ground will be covered with fire. This judgment on Edom will never end." Never's a long time, you know that? "The smoke of its burning will rise forever. The land will lie deserted from generation to generation. No one will live there anymore." Does it sound like he's a little bit angry? I tell you, I wouldn't want to be a poor Iranian. I wouldn't want to be an Arab. Because this is what's going to happen to those people, because they have come against Israel. They have beat up on the nation of Israel. They're going to suffer immensely. And it's just amazing that it's written in the book. I mean, we just read it out of the book. I didn't write the book. God wrote the book. Nancy, I wouldn't want to be one of those people over there, would you? Do you know that the land is going to burn with that pitch and everything? And I believe that God, just like you said, I will leave that place burning forever. And I believe this is why He's going to do it. To remind everybody else during the millennial period, you better be good to Israel. This is what happens to people that don't put Israel, don't worship me and are good to my nation, Israel. This is what I do to people. Hey, He's a God of judgment, isn't He? He is a God of judgment. I'm telling you, boy, you can't read this book without finding out that you do not want to enrage God. I'm glad I'm at peace with Him. I'm at peace with Him because of His Son. You know, I mean, His Son died for me, and I accepted that peace. And so I don't have to be concerned about this. Then let's go to chapter 35, verses 1 through 10. Let's read that. We see what happens to Edom or Iran in chapter 34. But now let's go to 35. Even the wilderness will rejoice in those days. Now, after we've had the devastation we've had and everything, then it says the desert will bloom with flowers. So God's going to do something good over there too. After He wipes out all of Iran and all that stuff, then the rest of that desert over there, look what He says it's going to do. The desert's going to blossom with flowers. Wow, He's going to make it a beautiful oasis. He said, yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel's pasture and the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display His glory, the splendor of our God. In other words, it's going to be like a little heaven on earth. Isn't that something? Now, only God could do that, can't He? Only God. But He's going to just think, right here, right out here in this one place, we got this place that's burning with pitch and fire forever. And the smoke's coming up so everybody can see this forever. And if we get a new one born and they say, Daddy, what's all that smoke? Son, that's to remind us to tell you what happens to those that are not good to Israel. That's what happened to those people. Well, how long ago did that happen? Oh, 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years ago. Wow, you mean it's still burning? Yes, God said that was going to burn forever. Is that what He said, Eric? So it'll always be there for us to tell our children, you don't want to mess with Israel. You want to love them, right? Wow. It's kind of amazing. But here they are living in this beautiful, luscious land. The flowers everywhere and grass, green, rolling hills, beautiful flowers, beautiful grass, the cows and the sheep and everything got plenty to eat and everything to drink. And it's just a beautiful place. Now, which one of these two places had we rather live in? I'll take the green pastures, won't you, Scott? And that's where we're going to dwell because we're children of the Most High God. Then He says in verse 3 and 4, with this news, strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those who have weak knees. Now, if you're not older, you may never have experienced these things. But the older you get, there will be days when you'll have tired hands and weak knees. There'll be times when you've worked so hard and you may have gotten down on your knees and you're having trouble getting up without your mate helping you get up. Now then, you know, your son may come along and say, Mom, what's wrong? Say, son, I need you to help me get up. Said, oh, Mom, get up. You can do it. Well, he's 30 years old and you're 75 years old. Hey, there's a big difference. And besides that, the Lord tells that boy to honor his mother, you know, be good to her so that your life will be long and well on the earth. And so every child that does not respect their parents, it's not going to go well with them. They're going to have complications and issues in life because God says for those children that will be well and have a long life must honor their parents. So we read the word, we learn all these things, and we do what God says. Then He says, say to those who are afraid, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He's coming to save you. So, do we have to be afraid? No, He's not our enemy, is He? He is our Lord, our God. I mean, Joseph was just telling me a while ago, he said, I remember the testimony you told one time about a lady, an older lady, she was 88, I believe Miss Pennington was 80-something when she passed away. Our pastor of the Baptist church at the time had just graduated from seminary with a PhD. And he went up to visit her, and she was laying there comatose. And she, I don't know what happened to her, but anyway, she was... I always remembered Elizabeth Maida. She always wore, almost always wore a red dress, and I remember her specifically wearing that red dress and them little bitty short steps. This is the way she walked. I'll never forget her. And when I'd come, she said, Brother Thurman, how are you doing this morning? I said, I'm fine, Miss Pennington. How are you doing? And she was just always so lovely and just such a precious little lady. But that day, she had had this problem, and she is up there in bed, and Benny Craver was the man's name. He was there, sitting there reading a book because she was comatose. And so all of a sudden, he said he saw her open her eyes and turn her head to the side. And she said, John, that's you. That's her son, had died at 65. He'd already gone home to be with the Lord. She said, John, that's you. And then she raised her little hand up and said, John, that's Jesus with you. And she, like she took his hand, and then her little arm fell to the floor. And Benny called for the nurse right quick, and the nurse came in, and she was gone. Jesus came for her, and he brought her son with him when he came. Isn't God awesome? He brought her son, and her son and Jesus came for her personal rapture. Well, Brother Joseph was telling me that a relative of his was laying there in the bed same way. I don't know, a stroke or whatever it was, something. But he's laying there, and all the people are all around, and all of a sudden he just opened his eyes and said, there's Jesus standing in the door. And said, so when he said that, he died. He is gone. Jesus came for him too. Isn't that amazing? Jesus doesn't always let us see him before he comes. But I guarantee you, when he comes, you know he's there. He's there. And I believe he comes for every one of his believers. I believe, just like when Larry went home Saturday morning, I believe Jesus came and took Larry home. I believe he comes to bring all of his children home. Don't you? It's wonderful when we hear somebody tell us about these things, but it's awesome just to read the Word and to see what it says.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Highway to Heaven, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.